Where in particular do you think you need to get better in pass protection?
I want to get better in all facets of the game, not just pass protection. I want to be a better run blocker, a better pass protector, my knowledge and IQ of the game. I want to increase in really just getting better overall. And I feel like I've made those improvements week to week, game by game this season. You know, if you turn on the tape and watch it, I believe you see it.
How, reflecting, Evan, how big a deal was moving from left tackle the last couple of years to right tackle?
Well, I did it in college, but making the jump from left tackle to a college level on the college level and right tackle on the NFL level, it made it a little bit more challenging, being the fact that I played a different position basically since my senior year in high school, never got a chance to really settle into one spot. So it kind of presented its own challenges, but I dealt with it the best way that I could.
So is that something you're looking forward to next year and beyond? You know you'll be locked in at right tackle?
Definitely looking forward to just being able to get locked in one position and just refine that position for sure.
What are your expectations, you know, given that chance to be more comfortable this offseason, about how good you can still be at this level and how your ceiling is?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep working until I get there. Put my head down, keep working. I want to look up and see how good I'm going to become. But it starts with the work, putting the work in, having a good off season, and just doing the necessary things it's going to take to get there.
Evan, what did you learn this season?
I learned a lot. I learned a lot about resiliency. I feel like I overcame a lot of adversity. Coming in, getting hurt, not having the best games and having to battle back, you know, through it all. You know, I'm really proud of myself for continuing to fight regardless, you know, whatever the outside had to say or however I was feeling, you know.
How encouraged are you by the leap that the team made from four wins to get to the playoffs?
Extremely encouraged, for sure. We came a long way as a group, just a testament to the guys in this locker room, and the coaching staff did a very good job with you know, helping, you know, us get to where we are. So I'm excited to see where we can go in the future.
Is it good to get a break now? I mean, obviously you wanted to keep playing, but when you think back on it, do you think it's good to maybe recharge a little bit now?
Yeah, definitely. The toll that football has on your body and your mind is tough. So just getting that time, take a few weeks just to relax, you know, spend some time with family, you know, go somewhere and get that mental recharge is going to be essential for sure.
What are the media plans for the offseason?
What was that?
What are the media plans for you for the offseason?
Media plans?
Yeah, immediate plans.
Immediate plans. Okay, I misheard you. Well, so far, man, I'm just going to take some time just to focus, spend some time with my family, go back home, maybe travel a couple places. But after that, it's back to recovering my body and getting better, working out, working on my technique, refining my skills. And I'll be back and forth between Florida and here. I may train out in Texas as well, for sure.
Good of a quarterback in the NFL is Bryce Young going to be?
Bryce is going to be as good as he wants to be. Bryce has all the tools and the talent to be whatever type of quarterback he wants to be in this league. So I'm excited to see him grow, and I'm excited to see you know, how he pans out. I'm excited for Bryce.
Thanks.